We are now beginning a mindful exercise for the semi-supine. Begin by laying down on your mat with your head placed on top of some books for support. It's best to let an Alexander Technique teacher tell you the height of the books that should be underneath your head. But you can also use the video mentioned on the website. In general, it's around 5 to 8 centimeters for a starting point. Now place the soles of your feet on the floor with your knees facing upwards towards the ceiling. Place your hands on the belly with the elbows pointing outwards. Before you go any further, let yourself notice how your body feels in this position. For the moment, let your intention be to notice without wanting to change anything, simply to become familiar with what is. Become aware of your back. Is it in contact with the floor? If the whole back is not in contact with the floor, then which parts of your back are not touching the floor? Is it the lower back? Is it the place between the shoulder blades? Are the parts that are not touching the floor similar on both the right and the left side? Or would you say that one side is more lifted than the other? Remember that your intention for the moment is to simply notice without wanting to change anything. Now bring your awareness to your knees, pointing upwards towards the ceiling. Ask yourself, is it easy to have the knees pointing upwards? Or would I maybe prefer to let them drop inwards towards each other or outwards? Take note of that information. Now bring your awareness to the soles of your feet. Would you say that they are carrying equal weight? Or is the weight of your body traveling more towards the inside of the soles of your feet? Or is the weight traveling more towards the outside of the soles of your feet? Become aware of your shoulder blades. Do they feel comfortable on the floor? Or are there places where the shoulder blades feel cramped? Now tell yourself, this is the relationship that my neck, head and back have throughout the day. This is the relationship that right now you're noticing that also continues when you're standing, when you're doing computer work, when you go about your chores, and in general living. Now allow for some subtle changes to happen in your posture. Bring the intention to explore an easier relationship between your neck, head, and back. A wish to find a relationship between your neck, head, and back that comes with more ease. Try not to think of it as fixing this relationship, but an invitation to find a fluid relationship. Gently lift your pelvis, place your hands on your upper back, and caress the back downwards in the direction of the pelvis, while your spine slowly comes back down to the floor. What did you notice? Did that increase your back's contact to the floor? Now gently lift your shoulder blades to allow for more space in the upper back, and then place the shoulder blades on the floor again. What change did this movement bring with regards of how much your back is in contact with the floor? If you feel the need to, you can repeat these two last movements, allowing the back to have as much contact with the floor as possible. Now bring your awareness to your knees. If you feel that you want to bring them inwards, then try placing your feet closer to each other. If, on the other hand, you feel that you want to let your knees go outwards, then place the feet a bit further apart from each other. What do you notice? Does this change make it easier for your knees to be pointing upwards without tension? Now bring your attention to the soles of the feet and the weight distribution. Has the way the weight is distributed changed by placing the feet a bit further or closer to each other? You can play around with the distance between your feet until you find the place where it's the easiest to keep the knees pointing upwards and you feel that the weight distribution on the soles of your feet is equal. Remember that we're talking about subtle changes. They're not big steps away from each other or closer. Now bring your attention to your shoulder blades. Do they feel comfortable? If they feel cramped, you can gently lift your right elbow and then place it again on the floor. Now do the same on the left. Did that bring a subtle change? Or do the shoulder blades still feel the same way? Now that you are in the most comfortable semi-supine pose that you can be in today, now do nothing. Allow for the next 5 minutes to simply do nothing. Trust that gravity is doing the work for you. And you can simply rest in this knowledge. I will allow for 5 more minutes in silence, where you simply do nothing. And in 5 minutes, I will talk again to bring you out of the semi-supine. Now mentally tell yourself, this is the relationship that I invite my head, neck, and back to have during the rest of my day and during my computer work. This combination of how your head is right now, how your neck feels right now, how your back feels right now, and all these three in relation to each other is an invitation to carry out throughout the rest of your day. It's good to practice this before you begin computer work. It's helpful to also do it at a break in the middle of the day and or at the end of the work. Keeping your posture while on the computer is a challenging thing to do for many reasons that will be discussed in the future blogs. But for the moment, the semi-supine is a good start. I'm wishing you a lovely day.